The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. The 100-plus wildfires that were burning in Virginia last week have all been contained, according to the Department of Forestry. The DOF map shows that the existing fires were at 100% containment as of last week, though a few new blazes cropped up over the weekend. Firefighter James Ward died battling one of those later wildfires in Scott County on Saturday. Ward was a 26-year-old veteran with the department. Mayor LeVar Stoney has proposed recharging the Neighborhood Climate Resilience Grant Program in his latest budget proposal. Patrick Larson with VPM News has more.
Richmond leaders want the city to be carbon neutral within 30 years, while alleviating problems like extreme heat and flooding that are most likely to affect low-income residents. Neighborhood climate resilience grants help the city work with private organizations to target those environmental burdens. The nonprofit Community Climate Collaborative received $20,000 from the first round of those grants to study where households spend the greatest share of their income on electricity. Here's C3 Director Susan Cruz.
Everyone knows that energy costs are rising, that energy costs can make housing unsustainable, that there's urban heat risk. But the local numbers and the local data often drive decision makers toward action.
The results of that study may help city officials decide where to spend resources in the future, including the $250,000 requested by Stoney to fund the next round of grants. The proposal is subject to approval by City Council. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
Richmond's Commonwealth's attorney has a message for residents. Please don't send sensitive mail in blue U.S. Postal Service mailboxes. According to WRIC, Colette McEachin issued the ask via social media after a USPS mail carrier was robbed of their arrow key in the city. The near skeleton key can be used to open many types of public and private mailboxes, including the standard blue boxes, apartment building mailboxes, and more. Starting yesterday, Hanover County's dogs need to be leashed up if they're anywhere but their owner's property. Hanover's leash mandate applies year-round to the county's suburban areas and extends to more rural parts in the spring and early summer to protect newborn farm animals. The mandate is in effect until June 30th and will also protect dogs from potential rabies exposure, which has seen spikes during that period. If an unleashed dog is found away from their home, the animal will be impounded with a $25 fee for the first violation, along with an additional $10 for later violations, including $5 a day for boarding. An engineering professor from Old Dominion University says transportation officials and the Navy should take a fresh look at local waterways in light of the bridge disaster in Baltimore. Steve Walsh from our partner station WHRO has the story.
The Navy's concern over keeping shipping lanes open has shaped Hampton Roads. It is one of the reasons why the area has a system of tunnels rather than bridges, says Professor Zia Raza, who teaches civil engineering at Old Dominion University.
What if one of those links is destroyed at the wrong time? So during wartime, it could be extremely bad news. The other thing is, some of these bridges in the Tidewater area are crucial links from the north to south for transportation.
The Navy fears sabotage could trap an aircraft carrier or cargo ships carrying military supplies, which fueled their opposition to bridges in the 1950s and 1960s. The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge stranded at least two Navy cargo ships. Rasquez says the Navy should use its influence to call for a review of the bridge system in Hampton Roads to find places where additional safety could prevent a similar disaster.
That was Steve Walsh with partner station WHRO News. An artificial intelligence company that makes software for the defense industry has moved from Silicon Valley to Charlottesville. According to the Daily Progress, DataShapes is now located at the University of Virginia's North Fork Discovery Park in Albemarle County. It shares the park with major defense contractors. DataShapes President Logan Shelby told the newspaper that the company plans to expand by another 20 or so employees in Central Virginia. Prince William County has launched a pilot program to help the local justice system, quote, make appropriate release conditions during pretrial periods. The county's public safety assessment tool will examine 9 scoring factors to determine if people pending criminal trials can be released pending prosecution. According to the county, PSA tools are also being piloted in Richmond, Stanton, Waynesboro, and Augusta County. On Thursday, Governor Glenn Youngkin and the Virginia Board of Education announced the creation of a new lab school in Charlottesville focusing on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The University of Virginia is working in partnership with Charlottesville City Schools to weave STEM and computer science into Buford Middle School's curriculum, according to WVIR. Construction on the school's lab has already begun. The school will be Virginia's 5th lab school and is expected to be open by 2026. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM. VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.